All right, another challenge this week. Defensively, they've been playing really good on offense. Their quarterback, Garoppolo, has obviously done really well, and they won every game with him. So it'll be a big challenge for us defensively to slow them down a little bit. You know, they scored 44 points against a really good Jacksonville team last week. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Wait, Sean told us yesterday that quite a few of the offensive guys would sit out this week. Are you having a similar mindset on defense? Would you like to get some guys rested this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's already been announced that Aaron wasn't going to play. And anybody that's hurt, Tree, you know, anybody like that, will be out because we want him obviously well for the next ball game. So so we'll have a few guys out on defense. And some of them will play limited. You know, for the game, when you only have, you know, 46 guys for the game, it's not like a preseason game where you got 90 and you can play other people. So we, you know, a lot of them are going to have to play some, or at least be ready to play if emergency happens.
When your best players are going to be down or limited like that, do you change your game plan at all? Do you simplify things for the guys who are going to play
more?
No,
we try to do our fundamental things that we play well. You know, we try to play, though. We game plan the same way we game plan anytime. So our game plan hadn't changed. You know, we pride ourselves on our defensive players knowing, being ready to play. I think we saw that with Corey Littleton last week. I mean, guys have come in and played, and we hadn't lost a beat. So, you know, expect anybody that plays in this game, if they're playing for somebody that's normally a starter, to step up and play well.
I believe this is now 8 consecutive jobs for you where your team has made the playoffs. And
yeah, that's not it's 7 times as a defensive coordinator, the last 7 times as a defensive coordinator, and 3 times as a head coach. So,
do you take some pride in that?
I do a little bit, you know, but it's not, obviously it's not me, and obviously here it's Sean McVay. I mean, what he's done. Normally I've come in and the offense was good, and they changed defensive coordinators, so the defense wasn't very good, and you know, and I've had some luck and some success getting in the playoffs the first year with that. In fact, both times I went to Denver, we went to the Super Bowl, so. Pretty nice. Yeah, I mean, I take some pride in it, but it's obviously the players and the coaches I've worked for, and especially this year. I think Sean's obviously, I think our coaches have done a really good job defensively, but Sean's made a difference, obviously, when you're 32nd. I think when we were at Houston, the defense was 31st, and we went to 2nd the first year. So, you know, similar thing here, I mean, but it's offensively, and I think he deserves all the credit.
Just to follow on Sean, I mean, sorry to kind of go way back, but I mean, when he kind of talked to you about this job, you know, did you have any pause at all about going to work with a 30-31 year old coach? Was there any thought in your mind about
you
that?
You know, age doesn't make any difference with me. So I think maybe I've told the story before, but my son Wes worked with him, and he told me everything I needed to know, that he felt like Sean would be a really good head coach and could present himself really well, which he does, and communicate really well, which he does. So I knew all those things. So going in, so I had some opportunities, but it seemed like the best.
I know you've raved about Aaron Donald quite a bit this season, but in terms of what you saw from him at the beginning of the season to now, is there any part of
his game? Well, I didn't see him at the beginning of the season because he didn't play and didn't come to camp. So, but once he started, he's obviously the best defensive player in the league. I mean, run, pass, for the number of games he played, and especially when he came in late. So, I can't say enough good things about him. He's a great person. He's kind of quiet. You got to get to know him. But I really felt good for him and our guys that have been here that haven't won. You know, they just had such a great feeling for them. So That was really neat.
Is there any part of his game from when you first started seeing him at the beginning of the season to now you've just seen him even take another step forward? Anything you can pinpoint in particular?
Well, I think he was a little rusty when he came in, you know, just football-wise. But after that, he's been a dynamo. I mean, he's not superhuman, but he's almost unstoppable. I mean, really. So people try to double team him. They try to triple team him, all those things. And he still makes plays or pressures the quarterback. You know, we know the sacks, but the pressures, I mean, he's pressured the quarterback, I mean, multiple times more than anyone else in the league, and it didn't close. So that just shows you what he can do.
Was there a moment where this season where you felt like you guys or maybe you were on the same page in terms of you figured out how to deploy him, maybe that you wouldn't have known?
No, once we lined him up and he got out on the field, that's the way to deploy him, just let him play. No, we tried it. I mean, you know, he was a – I think a three technique is what he really plays well. And so now we've moved him around. Played three technique on both sides and moved him around, even put him over the center some matchups. You know, we tried to match up with him in a lot of situations. But, you know, you can put him anywhere and he can play.
Is there a game or a play where you think about Aaron this season that really stands out as, you know, that superhuman?
Well, a pretty gratifying one was last time we played the 49ers on the last play of the game. He made a sack and put the game away, which just emphasizes what he does. I mean, he makes plays and, you know, and under pressure, he's just as good.
I know he's not one of your guys, but when you watch Todd Gurley, either in games or practices, from a defensive coach's perspective, what do you think? How hard is that guy to?
I was impressed with him. Obviously, when we came in and we did OTAs, I didn't know he was that fast. But he's obviously really fast too. The thing I noticed about him was his work ethic. I mean, the guy when we came in OTAs and. You know, a guy usually runs down the field, and a lot of them run 30 yards on a play. He would run all the way to the end zone, you know. I mean, on a lot of plays. So he's in tremendous shape all the time because he works at it. So, you know, and then once I saw him play, I mean, he's fanatic. He's the MVP, that's for sure. I mean, that's because when you go from 4-12 to where we are now, I mean, and he's – been a dramatic part of it. I mean, obviously the offense has done great, but you know, it's built around what he's done. I mean, he's a fantastic player.
Wade, I know during the week most of your focus is on the game plan and the 53-man roster that you're working with your defense. But how much of an eye do you keep on practice squad players and, you know, a guy like Garrett Sigles gets called up this week? Are you looking at him?
We evaluate players all the time, you know, and we coach them all the time. That's what you do. I mean, that's what coaches do. So when they're working on the scout team, we coach them. You know, and you know, he's a guy we feel like could come in and help us this week, and I think he will. He's a very hard worker. He showed really on the scout team just a tremendous work ethic, and that, you know, that makes you notice.
I know this is cut and dry business a lot of times, but when you're able to the last week of the season elevate a guy like that to give him a chance after week after week after week on the practice squad. I mean, is there something cool about that for you as a coach to see somebody get
rewarded? Yeah, I think any time a player is rewarded, kind of, you know, that you know, like I said, that really works hard like that. I mean, I think it makes me feel good, and it also makes me feel confident that he can do what we ask him to do, and it gives him this opportunity to be a National Football League player.
Last one.
What are your impressions of Jimmy Garoppolo and how the Niners have changed over the last few weeks with him in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, they've won every game, and he's played really well. So, and they played some good teams, you know. I'm very impressed with him. His poise, I think, number one. But, you know, they've done a good – I know he was with New England, but I think Kyle and those guys have done a great job with him since he's been there. He's obviously ready to play, and he knows what they want to do, and he can execute those things. So I couldn't be more impressed.